This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, and this is percentages, everybody, 877-881-1053. What percent of Mavs fans would be willing to part ways with Dennis Smith Jr.?
Oh, no.
No?
I'm out on that.
What if he's not able to become that player? You think at what point would you be like, okay, I've had enough? 2 years from now? Rookie contract's up?
Sure.
All right. I'm interested.
If he just stays the same and never grows any more than what he is already shown he's grown through the past, season and a eighth.
I want to see him take a leap.
He leaps all the time.
No, I
the
get
slam
it.
Dunks are man, great,
he did.
Man.
Yeah. So much so that that Luka did some sort of like monster zombie thing. It was great.
Right. That's how he hurt his ankle.
I believe that was the Dunkzilla.
That's we've a committed cool name. A pick to him, and it was like the ninth pick, and he was a question mark guy, and we turned him into, hold on, we got a steal. We got the guy, and he was the guy I wanted to get anyway. I loved him.
Yeah.
I just wonder at what point Mavs fans would be like, he's not what I expected.
Not anytime soon.
Okay, all right, fine.
Guys, what percentage of the chance that this actually text came in during the last segment? Because on my fan text that I have in front of me while we were going through the Mavericks segment, 10:41, I get the text of, eat it dry, it'll change your life.
Is that about
some cereal?
It's got to be a cereal, right?
I'm hoping.
Or wings, maybe?
Wings? At Pluckers, like Pluckers wings, do they have dry wings there?
Oh yeah, they
were
do.
We talking dry about rub? That?
No.
There may have been a commercial though.
Oh okay.
Probably so. About cereal thing.
If it's about basketball,
maybe ribs.
I don't know.
Maybe they were on the stream and it was a little behind, Colby, because that happens sometimes.
Okay.
I can see that.
All right.
Update, yes, Parker. Talking about frosted mini wheats.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Guys, what percentage of people drank alcohol before they were 16?
Well, 100 for me.
877-881-1053. Jump in on that.
I think I was 15 when I had my first 40.
What?
I mean, I was definitely younger than 16.
Yeah. So. Parker was not allowed to drink until college.
Right? Yeah, I think I was 17 when I had my first.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep.
Just missed the mark.
Yeah. There you go. Kevin, you've never had a drink.
Nope. So
I think the percentage
that's the reason why I can't trust Kevin, by the way.
Probably somewhere around 54%.
54%? Wow, before 16, huh? Because I would feel like 16, 17 is probably...
Well, because you're now able to drive, right? And so
not before 16.
Well, it's 16.
No, I said before
but you
16.
Said, but you just said you would think about 16 or 17,
oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So like you're just now about at that age where you're able to drive and, I'm going to go to a party and your parents have given you some freedom and you're going to take advantage of that freedom. Like that's just kind of what happens. So I could see 16, 17 being that time, but let's say you're 15. You have friends that are a little older or
right.
Friends that have older brothers. And so that's kind of,
okay.
Older sisters. And you've been invited to a party now and you're going to stay the night over there because
wow.
You can't drive. And then you don't drive home and now you're drunk and you're laying there and your friend's brother's hooking up with some girl in the other room and won't shut up. And she just keeps screaming his name. And you're like, shut up. And you throw a book at the door. All of a sudden, you hear the doorbell ring and you're trying to sleep. And then you go to the door and you open it up and your buddy's standing there with a pizza he stole out of somebody's car that after he fell out of the treehouse.
Yeah, what's the percentage that story absolutely happened to Corey?
100%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, by the way, Corey, in case you don't ever believe from the 972, I know it's not percentages, but you guys were 100% 10-2 in Battle of the Beasts last
week. I don't know
if
that's true. Boom. I didn't write it down.
It's a bad week for us, by the way.
That's true. What's the percentage that the Mavs get Zion? Man, I don't know if you saw the Duke game last night. Zion's awesome. RJ Barrett, that's the kid that you want.
Yes, so I was listening to G-Bag talk about RJ Barrett and Zion. And they were saying that Zion looks like a football player, like a linebacker that's dunking. You know, like he's just one of those guys that's just super athletic. He's got all the skills, and he's like 270 pounds, and he's probably going to be
275.
Probably going to be like 350 when he gets to the NBA. Because then you can eat junk food, Kevin.
Right.
Look at Joel Embiid. Remember what happened to him?
Man,
so the
what a magical story that was.
But then there's Bet Barrett, and they were like, you can tell this guy is going to be a superstar in the league.
And if you weren't sure, when they played in the World Cup, as they played against like the FIBA World Cup, they played against the United States and stuff. He averaged like 30 points a game.
And
so he's awesome.
You know, like Dawson is very reserved, you know, in a lot of ways. But man, when he was talking about him today, he kind of went out on a limb talking about how great this guy is going
to
be.
And
so,
don't forget, Cam Reddish is there too. But I mean, you'd have to still be pretty bad for the Mavs to get a top five pick. So I would say probably not very high on that. On the drinking
one.
But
it's top five protected, dude.
I know.
So maybe it's smart to
take
advantage of it, because then you got your Doncic and you can also get back and suck again.
That would be incredible.
Huh?
From the
and then you made the play, right? You're like, no, we tried really hard. It just didn't work out.
It's
and
not
so
our
we
fault.
Didn't tank NBA.
No, absolutely. From the drinking one, from the 214, 60%, from the 817, 107% of us foreigners have before 13.
That's the drinking age is low.
Yeah, the drinking age is lower. Plus,
not,
in like the elementary schools, I'm pretty sure like dark beer comes out of the water fountains.
Right.
That's too high. That's more than 100%. And from the 682, they said 12 was when they started drinking.
Oh, so. And you've never given 107%?
That's not a thing.
110%, Kevin.
Yeah, that's a lie. Anyone who says that, you should stop listening to anything they have to say because they're full of crap.
But what if the max is 200?
But it's not.
Why not?
It's 100%.
Why?
That's full.
What about 1,000%? That sounds like.
Wait, I don't think I believe you, Kevin, because I've seen people that like they're 100%. They're going full bore and everything, and they're giving it all. But then you have that moment where.
But then they weren't giving it all.
No, you have that moment where you catch the zone.
No.
And the zone is not at your 100%. You're still trying.
The zone
giving,
is your 100%.
You're giving everything you actually
have.
But
you hit that zone.
No.
And now, man, everything you do for just that little bit, that's when you go over your 100%.
I fundamentally disagree with that.
I don't know if it's 100.2.
I'm trying to think of the video game where you're like, you know, max health, and then all of a sudden you get this extra, like Super Mario or Mario Brothers, right? He gets the star, and now this is something amazing. Like, this is beyond. He's not always like that.
It's
he's
just
always
a short spurt.
Yeah, he's always that little guy.
And that's his 100%.
That's his 100%.
That is not his 100%.
You've changed the levels of what his 100% should be.
All right, well, then let's say the star is the equivalent to steroids. All right, so if you start doing steroids, then you can give more than 100%. So if someone says they give 110%, they're implicating themselves.
Okay,
or
I'm fine with that.
They had that lucky moment for about 5 minutes.
Where they got super drunk and then like blacked out.
What?
What? You never been that there before?
I mean, no. I feel like we just established that, right?
What percentage of guys actually hold their
dongs
in the urinal?
I mean, like, hold it, name it?
Yeah, like, you just kind of let it hang over the toilet, right?
I feel like I position it just to make sure it's not going to go terribly wrong, and then it just does what it does.
There's got to be some direction there, though.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. You don't just, like, open up the fly and...
Let it fly. That's exactly what I do.
Let the weapon do its work.
Right.
What?
Animals. You're freaking animals.
I mean, the only time you really have to worry about it is that night after you may have had some great, you know, bedtimes, and it's like
there's
it just goes off
in residue.
Yeah, it just goes off in different streams. That's really the only time you have to worry about it. And then you don't know where to aim it at, because if you aim one stream into the toilet, the other stream's going into the shower.
Uh-huh.
And if you go the other way, then now it's hitting the mirror in the kitchen sink, and there's toothbrushes over there.
Kitchen
like,
sink? Oh, God.
Why is there a toothbrush in your kitchen?
Man, there's a toothbrush in my shower. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't forget that,
I
man.
I knew that. I'll never forget
we
that.
We can all agree, though, that it's only like 3 shakes to clean, right?
It's more than that. You're
right.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of kids these days have not seen the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Ooh, what do you qualify? Okay. I almost said, what's under, a kid?
Well, but I'll just not a teenager.
80%.
Not a teenager? Yeah, that's...
such a good... Is that a classic?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's really good, man.
Is it?
Like, that's a really good movie.
You don't like that movie either?
That movie was
I mean,
was really
it was
good.
All right. I laughed a few times at that one.
When was the last time you saw it? Like, the first time you saw it?
Because you didn't watch it again, right?
No, I didn't watch it again.
See, I think that one might be worth a run through again.
I think we need to have Derek Holland on for Peace-a-thon and have the great Dumb and Dumber roundtable, because you know he loves that movie, and Colby's here hating on it.
Yeah, and, you know, Derek was in the second one.
I did know that.
Of course, y'all know I'm not a big comedy guy, except for a few. I find other things funny.
But laughter is the best medicine.
You've heard me on this show. I laugh enough without having to watch a damn movie to make it happen. I just listen to you fools do stupid things.
That's a good point.
And
that's a really good point.
I didn't really think about that until just now.
Yeah, we do stupid things.
We do
things
the stupidest
here.
Stuff. 107%.
Oh, doo-doo. Oh,
never mind. Did I say doo-doo also?
No, yeah, we both dude. you like that?
Huh?
That was
dude?
That was on purpose.
What percentage of people want to see Dez fail?
Me.
Yeah. I guess we're going to go with Parker. Wait, where are you standing on this?
I don't want to see him fail. I'm just kind of indifferent. He's not on my team anymore.
I don't want to see him succeed. Is that the same as wanting him to fail?
But I'm like a fan of the NFL. And like, I really do. Cause I watch all the games. I mean, you watch some games.
Is this about to turn into,
there's no way you watch more football.
I watch
than me,
more
Corey.
Games oh than God. You guys do.
No way.
So I record games and then go back and watch them. All right. Like, come on. Like, y'all don't do that. You know what? I got the all 22.
No, cause I watch them correctly the first time.
I go watch all the all 22 on every game after they're all over with. Like, I'm a fan of the NFL, and the Saints are kind of my second team anyway. So, like, I do want to see them succeed. I love Drew Brees. I want to see him be successful. So that's one of the other reasons. I don't want him to walk into that thing and then what they have going right now fall apart. I also don't anticipate that Sean Payton will allow that to happen. But, man, Dez is one of those kind of characters. From what we see,
are you calling for disaster?
From what we see with his teammates, they love him, right? Like, we're seeing all of his teammates reach out and say good things.
I don't ever put any stock in that. Everyone wants to look good on social media.
I'm interested in that because I really feel like it's genuine with Jalen Smith. Like, he genuinely,
yeah, maybe I can see that.
And there were some other people too. I'm very interested to see how that goes.
I'm not saying they're not being genuine. I'm just saying like that doesn't ever do anything for me because everyone wants to look like they're whatever on social media.
Man, but wouldn't Dez be the guy to call you out if you like if you made a comment and he was like, "No, you never would have said this to me."
Oh yeah, no, he might. Yeah.
We also did suggest to him to get on soda if he needs to lose that extra 5 pounds. I did see your tweet too. Yeah,
I'll give the dude the benefit of the doubt, and I hope that he's turned his season, his career around. But I want to see how he reacts if after 2 games he's got 5 catches for 20 yards.
Yeah,
and he's come back and he's put in all this work, and he's just the fourth receiver on the team that occasionally
like Adrian
goes out
Peterson
there and
gets targeted. Was when he was with the Saints.
And if he can stand in there and continue to be a part of the Saints and be all about the wins and not about the money and not about the, you know, getting catches, then I'm all for it. And I hope that he succeeds and I hope the Saints go on. And if the Cowboys can't make the Super Bowl, I hope it's the Saints and Dez Bryant. But I'm afraid because of what we know with Dez Bryant in the past that we're not going to get that.
You know, the other thing I'm kind of amazed by too, Jeff Ireland is with the Saints. You remember Jeff Ireland?
Not really. I mean,
he was the one with the Cowboys that asked Dez about his mom.
That's still a fair question to
this
day.
But he's the one, and he's the one that asked him that question and had the very awkward, you know, moment with them. And
I still don't understand.
He's with the Saints, and Dez was like, "Yeah, it's all cool now."
I still don't understand why that's viewed as an awkward and inappropriate question. He said his mom was a prostitute and worked for his dad, or his dad was a pimp and his mom worked, like, whatever. It was a totally logical question that he asked, and I don't understand why people got so furious bent about out it, of Kevin. Shape about
and if you
it.
Can't overreact to it, what are you really doing?
Yeah, here? That's not the America we live in, right?
Come on, man.